African peacekeepers were searching for more than 20 members of their force still missing and feared wandering in the wilderness of Darfur today. The search was mounted after rebels overran their base in an unprecedented attack that stunned the international force. The attack yesterday on the Haskanta base in northern Darfur illustrated the chaos in the war-torn region ahead of peace talks later this month. We spoke to Interim Executive Director at the U.S.-based Africa Action, Mary Clark Brill. She says it's vital to the international community to take a stand to try to end the ongoing conflict.
It is certainly discouraging, and I think that the UN Secretary's comments in response about how outrageous this attack is shows that the international community is very concerned about what this will mean in terms of peace talks going forward and in terms of the deployment of the troops. But it is absolutely critical that the international community come in and intervene in a conflict that's been raging for 5 years now. And no one has given the impression that peacekeepers are a panacea, that are going to come in and take care of the whole problem. But it is going to be important to get those troops on the ground. It will be more challenging, likely, for countries that are interested in contributing troops to come into an environment that's so volatile right now. At the same time, were the UN and the international community to be a strong voice challenging the government of Sudan on their multiple violations of ceasefires in the past, and challenging rebel groups to have some faith in the UNAU force, then there is a possibility that this could go forward.